While Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood is covered with rainbow flags and paintings these days, it was actually Pioneer Square that was the heart of Seattle's gay community for much of the 20th century. Artist Stormy Weber grew up lesbian in Seattle and often went to Pioneer Square with her mother, who was also gay. Ann Dornfeld from KUOW's Race and Equity team went with Weber to her new exhibit at the Frye Art Museum. It's about her family and the community they found in Pioneer Square in the days before Stonewall.
Stormy Weber's ancestors were Black and Choctaw on her father's side, and on her mother's, Sugpiak, from Seldovia, Alaska. Her exhibit, Casino, a Palimpsest, honors her Black, Native, and gay family's life in hostile places and times.
There's a proverb I heard years ago, until lions learn to write, tales of the hunt will always be told by the hunter. And I feel that what we are reaching to do is to tell the indigenous story of Seattle again, because it's the story that needs retelling.
Weber and curator Miranda Bellardi Lewis tell the story through family photos, historical documents, native story, and Weber's poetry, which plays in one room. There are archival photos of the gay bars and restaurants where Weber often went with her mother growing up, like the Casino, and then this photograph, the Busy Bee.
By the time I spent time there, and this is the 1960s, it was a bar and grill, and it was a gay bar. I think of this being in these spaces as a child was somewhat like a child artist residency, and I learned so much. I learned about how people made community when they were considered outsiders. I learned how people could love one another and care for one another even under oppressive situations. I learned how delicious Filipino food is. I think I learned a lot about the ways in which people are soulful that help them to survive.
Casino was the name, but it was about as far from Monte Carlo as you could ever get. Cuban heel boots and sneakers, stilettos and cheap thongs, and watch how you walk down, because those steps are steeply angled. And make sure you let some light in, so you know how to find your way back out, someone says softly.
In one room, walls of portraits and self-portraits feature Weber's mother, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. Many are from photo booths, some glamorous, some solemn.
This speaks to their self-determination and their self-identity because they were creating their own image in a world that didn't welcome them or honor them. But they went into this little booth and they made these photographs. And you can see the pride in them, you can see the beauty of them, you can see the fierceness of them. And these are Native women in the time when Native women are still faced with tremendous amounts of abuse and are missing at horrific rates and murdered. And these are Native women in the 50s and the 60s presenting themselves.
One wall of photos features Weber's family in their daily lives from a school for Alaska Native children in the early 1900s run by imperious-looking white teachers to Weber's father in drag. Weber points to one picture she's called Our American Dream from 1963.
My lesbian mother, her butch girlfriend, my newborn baby sister, and me.
Sitting on the bed, and her girlfriend's nursing your sister.
Right. So this is it's a family portrait. You know, this country has we're in a moment of great challenge and great opportunity. It holds hope for us. And I would hope that that would be something that would be useful about images like this. Because it's a very uncommon image. And also sometimes when LGBTQ history is presented, it's presented as all white, and often all middle class, and often all male. So I also felt that these family histories also counter that. Because a lot of people had to hide, there's not a lot of documentation. These images are not common. So it's very special that they're here to share themselves with us in a way.
You can see Stormy Weber's exhibit Casino at Seattle's Frye Art Museum until October 29th.